Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to your program AM Inspirations. I'm your host Yasmina Peterson, and this is our Wow segment in our Wow month, being the Women of Worth. And we are in the month of women, the women's month being August. So of course I am joined once again in studio with Amina Bihanika, wellness therapist, and you can give us a call on 021-442-3500 after the program. Also speak to Yasmina, and we will give you all of those details if you want for Amina B. Hanika, inshallah. Amina B., assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Yasmina. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Yourself, Amina B.?
Alhamdulillah. Looking good as always, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Same to you as well. Full of energy, and I love it. And of course, we are in our second edition of our Wow episode. And we are, of course, going to be speaking about
change. And you know what, Yasmina? We need to have this positive energy because we want change. And positive energy brings about change as well, subhanAllah. So yes, change. Too often, we as women, we can't change who we are or our circumstances. This is what we think. And too often, it is out of fear, subhanAllah. So, let me tell you today that you have the power within you to change. As women, we need to empower ourselves with knowledge, as through that we can bring about changes in our lives and communities. Yes, you can, believe you me. Change is scary for a lot of us, but we need to do so. We go through so much, and we want to say, I'm having sabr. That just irks me when they tell me I'm having sabr. And they're going through so much. Sabr. That's not sabr. That's not pleasing Allah. If you have no self-esteem or you have no self-worth, that's not sabr. You're just sitting there in limbo and letting everything and everyone do what they want to you. They say, oh, this is happening to me and that is happening to me. And they sit and complain and they moan and they groan. But what are you doing about it? This is saying, how does it go now again? Keep on doing the same things and expect change to take place. Does not happen. That sounds really funny. It is, because you can't be doing the same thing and expecting change. So we need to do things differently to get different results, subhanAllah. The power of change lies within each and every one of us. Stop complaining and let's do something about what's happening in our lives. Sometimes it's small steps, just small changes. But how do we make these small changes? First, it's scary to make these changes as we are in a comfort zone. And in a comfort zone, nothing ever happens. The same thing over and over. Ask yourself, do I want this? Write this down, people. Sit there and ask yourself, do I want this? Is this making me happy? Am I living my life to the fullest? And you'll notice what the answers are. And then take note of actually how you are feeling. Allah gives us a certain percentage of free will. And we need to use it. We need to use it to make healthy, positive changes. As we intend to make change, have a niyyah. Why? Why do you want to make change? Say, I want to make change because I want to serve Allah. It's not just making dua. It's about taking action as well. Allah says, I shall not change the condition of man until he changes what's inside of him. When I first heard that, I'm like, Allah, you need to change, because I didn't know a thing. I needed to learn to know who Allah is. I needed to learn to know who I am. I needed to learn about the courage that lies within me. Each and every one has that courage, has that power. Society teaches us that we don't. See how we break ourselves down, Yasmina?
Mm-hmm.
SubhanAllah. Remember, all we went through in the past is what can help us to go through the future and make changes. Changes mean I will make sacrifices, I will be patient, I will persevere, I will not get distracted. And if I fail, it all means try again. It all means Allah is saving me from something else. SubhanAllah. But you know, we get so stuck also in the rut. And you're stuck in the mud over there, literally. And you say, I can't do anything. Stop saying that. You can do something. Think about long-term goals. What are your long-term goals? Think about what you see yourself doing in 10 years' time. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to go on Umrah? Do you want to go on Hajj? Write them down. Subhanallah. Because you know what also this does, Yasmina? It changes our energy within us. You know, because we get up in the morning and it's the same old same. Oh, it's just another day. And literally in that tone, we live our life. No. Subhanallah, this morning I was sitting in the taxi and it was like so amazing. Yes, the music was playing, but my heart was saying Allah. My heart was beating, shukr Allah, shukr Allah, shukr Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And that was so awesome because you could feel that energy lifting me up and looking forward to what I'm going to be doing. Because subhanallah, those who know me will know that being in the radio station, on radio as well, at the radio station, is also change for me because it's not something that I'm used to. So it's my fear factor that I'm working with as well, subhanallah. Figure out what you'd like to change. We need to go these quiet moments. You know, Allah asks of us to reflect. And only through reflection can we make change. Sometimes change is so big and it's scary. You don't want to contemplate it at all. But you can do something about that, and you can do it right now. Grab a piece of paper, like I said, and pen. Brainstorm. Write down your answers and the questions quickly as you can. Don't get hung up on the grammar or anything of the sort. Ask yourself, what's working in my life right now? List some of the positive things. Then, what are the areas in my life that I want to change? What do I don't like? What do I hate? Do I hate my job? Am I unhappy in my marriage? Write them down. Subhanallah, you know, sometimes we think I'm unhappy in my marriage, but it's not actually that the marriage is bad. It's things that within ourselves that need to change. So our perspective, and that makes a difference. So, pick a few things that you'd like to change. And again, without too much thinking, write down the steps that you can take to make the changes. Don't overthink things. Just quickly, and just feel inspired, you know, as you're sitting over there. Then read the things that you have written. You've just created a quick personal roadmap for yourself. Over time, you will redefine this roadmap. Subhanallah. Sometimes it'll feel like it's too difficult. Sometimes it'll feel like you're not taking concrete steps. But you know, that whole thought pattern, you're already attracting positivity in your life. You're attracting this change. Break down larger objectives on your list into smaller ones. So, for example, say I want to buy a house. Now, how am I going to do that? Break it down. So, I'm going to start saving. Think about the house that you want. So, little things. So, now you're going down to be more specific. So, it becomes more manageable for you to do this. Subhanallah. Transform general statements into something more active. For example, instead of writing something generic like "find my passion," pick up something actionable that you can, you know, something more specific. You can say instead, "visit a career coach." So, find my passion. So, visit a career coach. Yes, or take an aptitude test. So, you're defining. So, it's not just generalizing anymore. You're starting to be specific. Turn big objectives into small ones. For instance, instead of writing "find a job," break down into steps like update my resume, create a LinkedIn profile, research new companies, or write a letter of resignation. So you see, you're taking action slowly, but these actions have bigger repercussions. Subhanallah. Then do something to move towards your goal. After you've reviewed your list of items, figure out what you can easily accomplish in the next 48 hours. To get out of an unhappy relationship, talk to your partner. Line up a place to stay. Pack your belongings. Ask friends to help you move if that is what you are wanting. Sometimes that's not always the case, like we said earlier. Take more care of yourself. Throw out the junk food. Can you see how you're doing little things if you were thinking of your weight? So, what are you going to do towards it? It's not just saying it, it's about doing it. I want to get healthy. So, how do we start? Do you see what we're saying, Yasmina? Subhanallah. Move to a new city. Find an apartment, a place. List your current house or condo. Subhanallah. Throwing away things that you don't want to take with you. Can you see how you're making changes? So you wanted to move, so take the action. Don't say, I want to, but you're not doing anything. Post your goal somewhere that is visible to you. Put it on a window that you see through all the time. Put it on your mirror, put it in your car. Place them wherever. Put it on the fridge. What this will do is remind you every time of the choices that you want to make. See how you're creating subtle shifts. Subhanallah. Commit to keep working towards your goals until you achieve it. A lot of the times we want to give up along the way. Don't give up. Do things towards it. Subhanallah. If you feel you're slacking down, then revisit those lists that you had. Start a journal or a blog tracking your progress. That's not always easy, right? Write about your journey. So just every day or once a week. So it's not all the time that you have to do, but just once a week at least. Then write, what is my progress like? So if your thing is more long term, then maybe you can do it once a month. Visualize accomplishing your goal. When you visualize something, subhanAllah, you're giving it energy and you start feeling excited. Then you'll actually notice that when there is blocks or problems, that visualization actually helps you to work past it. It sounds so silly, but believe you me, it works. That's exactly what I did. So I visualized myself coming to the radio station. I visualized how awesome this talk is going to be. I visualized the responses that I'm getting, subhanAllah, and I am just loving it. So what happened to my fear factor? Flew out the window, subhanAllah. Stay positive. Visualizing also helps you to stay positive. And you know, when you have people that is positive in your life, they also help you to stay positive. Ask them to remind you of your goals every time. And bring Allah into it. That makes a difference. Subhanallah. You know, when you're busy with all these things, reward yourself now and again. So, I've done this. I've accomplished this. Reward yourself with it. Take stock of what you have done. Subhanallah. The other thing we can do also is tidying up our environment. The clutter that we have around us clutters us physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Check all those hoarders and you'll see how cluttered they are. Yasmina's giggling. The clutter blocks us. Clutter blocks us from change, really and truly. Get rid of what you don't want, be it anything, be it in the cupboards, kitchen, bedrooms, wherever, clothes, the old emails, your cyberspace, declutter that as well, subhanAllah. Declutter wherever you know you need to declutter. Spend a couple minutes every day just to declutter. You're creating change. The things that stand long have an energy, so they create this energy of feeling stuck. Take your pillows, shake them out. Change the curtains. Why do you think we do the spring cleaning? It might seem like an old thing, but spring cleaning, actually, you're shifting energy. Subhanallah. So, taking care of yourself is also part of change. Take good care of yourself goes hand in hand with making successful transition. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not doing things from a positive perspective or feeling good, how do you make changes? Subhanallah. Look great on the outside. You know, when you look great on the outside, you feel great on the inside. Yeah. Healthy body, healthy mind. Subhanallah. So, that body, when you're moving, you are shifting the energy. So, you're shifting the energy on a physical level, but you're also shifting mentally because now you start feeling better. See, there's emotionally also that you are shifting. Subhanallah. Find support. You know, as women, we don't have support. And especially after we've gotten married and then we're all by ourselves. So get women that is good in character. Women that are looking at the same outlooks in life as you. So that you can support each other, motivate each other, uplift each other. The day you're feeling down, notice what happens. Then you have each other. Subhanallah, that is very, very important. And most of all, have patience. Have patience through this process, especially if it's long-term things that you're needing to change. Ladies, you have the power to change. Not only ladies, everybody, subhanAllah. This is all worth in the long run. Don't be afraid. You have got this.
Amnabi, shukran so much for sharing those powerful words with us. And for those of you listening in at the moment, to know that you can give us a call after the program, 021-442-3500, if you want to get in touch with Amnabi. However, Amnabi, there's the saying that I stumbled across, and I want your expertise on this. It says the following: don't count your chickens before they hatch. What does this mean? Is this even appropriate? Should you take cognizance of it, or should you just ignore it and just move forward?
Sure. Don't count your chickens before they've hatched.
Especially looking at, you know, visualization, thinking about what it is that you want and so forth.
You know, you've actually just given me something to think about. Subhanallah, I see how I've changed in this moment. I realize now that I used to use that saying before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was valid at that time, but no longer. Because now it is having that positive outlook for me, is now looking at that and saying, nah, that hasn't worked for me any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at all that we have spoken about already, we're literally counting our chicks before they've hatched. We are sending that positive energy, we're sending that positive vibe, and we're believing that Allah is going to make it happen for us. Subhanallah, does not apply to me any longer. I'm looking at it differently, definitely.
Alhamdulillah, we've come to the end of the program. However, before we leave, Aminabi, last words from your side.
Use the power of choice to create the life of your dreams, all by the grace, the power and the mercy of Allah, because you can make the changes that needs to be made. Be the change that you want. Subhanallah.
That brings us to the end of the program. Another wow edition of our program, being Women of Worth. Do know that you can give us a call, 021-442-3500, after the program, if you want to get in touch with Aminabi Hanika. From myself, Yasmina, as well as Aminabi Hanika, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.